is a very old Irish melody. It's called Londonderry Air, and it is also the melody for several hymns, one of which is I Cannot Tell You Why, that's in our hymn book. And there's another one called He Looked Beyond My Fault and Saw My Need, and, of course, Danny Boy. But it is named after the county Londonderry, which is also referred to as County Derry in Northern Ireland. And my story today is called The Little White Church. And y'all will notice that I use that little white church in a lot of pictures on our PowerPoint, but that church has a lot of meaning to me, and I'll tell you why. Once upon a time, to be exact, 337 years ago, in a land far, far away, there was a man named John Knox, born in 1687 in Glasgow, Scotland. And he was my great, 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 great grandfather. And his wife was Sarah. And they may have been related to John Knox, the reformer. I don't know. He was the founder of the Presbyterian Church of Scotland. But John Knox, the reformer, had two sons that died before they married, so he didn't have any descendants. But they may be distant cousins, I don't know. But my family has been Presbyterian for generations, and Scottish Presbyterian for generations. And anyway, that John Knox, my relative, was part of the Ulster Plantation, where the English confiscated lands from the Irish Catholic, and they moved the Scottish Protestants and Presbyterians into Northern Ireland. And you can imagine that caused great conflict because they were so different in every way. And when they got there, John had a son, John. He was born in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and John married Elizabeth. And so, as I say, it didn't go well there. So they left Northern Ireland, and they sailed on a ship to America. And what do you think about that, getting on a ship with your belongings and just sailing away forever? It was exciting. It was scary. It was heartbreaking because you know that they left some of their family and their friends behind, never to be seen again in this life. But John and Sarah and John and Elizabeth, the dad and the son and their families, all sailed on the ship. And when they got to America, they settled near Charlotte, North Carolina, and continued with their family. The next in line was Samuel. And they all joined. There was already a church there called the Steel Creek Presbyterian Church that they joined in 1765. And Samuel had a son, Joseph. Samuel was the first that was born in America. And Samuel and Agnes had a son, Joseph. And I guess they had the wanderlust because they didn't stay in North Carolina. They decided they wanted to go to Middle Tennessee. And so how are they going to get there? You know, like this is in the early 1800s by then. They went by wagon train over the Appalachian Mountains. Can you imagine? I can't even imagine trying to do a trip like that. You just put all your family in there. This was Joseph on because everybody else is buried in North Carolina. And so Joseph and Lavasa, his wife, they settled in Linville out in Middle Tennessee. And there were no churches around there, so how do you suppose they went to church? I don't know, but I imagine there was probably some churches established in nearby towns. So they would have traveled to church and probably stayed with relatives overnight because they all had friends and relatives everywhere around in there. And there were a lot of Scottish and other immigrants right there. They all seemed to have followed each other. But they would have gone to church in a nearby town. And I'm sure that when they didn't travel there, they probably had house churches. Like maybe one day we may have to do that again. But they met in houses. And I'm sure when the weather was really bad, like they were having thunderstorms or snowstorms, they would have just had church at home. But they were always faithful to honor the Lord. So finally, in 1863, they built the Little White Church in Linville. And that is the Little White Church that they built. It's the First Presbyterian Church of Linville, Tennessee. And it's not the building that has so much meaning. It's the people that went to church in that building. And these are people of enormous faith and upstanding character, farmers who lived off the land and the blessings of God. And in this long list of genealogy, Joseph begat George Samuel, who begat Samuel Allen, who begat Julian Allen, my grandfather, who begat William Parsons Knox, who was my dad. And these five generations all went to church in that church in Linville, Tennessee. That was Joseph and George and Samuel Allen and Julian and William. But I don't have traditions. They didn't make it, you know, from all the way. We're talking about nine generations now. They just didn't make it. So I have no traditions. I have no music. I have no recipes. But you know what I do have? What I received was beyond measure. It was more than earthly possessions. By example, I was gifted with the love of God and the values of a kind heart and a forgiving spirit. It was passed down from generation to generation. So I leave you with Numbers 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So, Lord, I ask today, bless my family, including my church family and my children, and give them hearts to follow after you. Amen.